This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is new data today showing that the glut of vacant real estate that followed the housing crisis in America is shrinking. Real estate data firm Adam Data Solutions reports the number of vacant properties in foreclosure limbo has fallen as banks have taken over tens of thousands of these houses. Gigi Duban reports.
They're called zombie properties because, like zombies, these houses are empty and in bad shape.
Sometimes they've been urban mined. You know, copper piping has been stripped out by vandals.
Darren Bloomquist is Senior VP of Adam Data Solutions. He says for years after the housing crash, there were tons of these houses out there, mostly in urban areas. The banks had started to foreclose on them, the owners moved out, and then for whatever reason, the banks didn't actually foreclose. Now banks are finally buying them up.
We saw a decrease in these zombie properties, down 9% from a year ago.
And the number of vacant properties owned by banks went up 67%. Susan Wachter teaches real estate finance at the Wharton School.
This is the last innings for the recovery.
So why has it taken banks so long? Wachter says as vacancies go down, housing prices go up. And the more prices increase, the more banks can recoup on those foreclosure sales. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.